Maryland has vaccinated 1.6 million residents, or about 28% of the state population, against the coronavirus. This is Don Rush. But the Centers for Disease Control has put a hold on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after a handful of patients developed blood clots. Mike Murphy is an emergency room physician at Tidal Health Peninsula Regional. So let's turn to this issue about blood clots. Johnson & Johnson, I think there's been something like six initial cases anyway in New England. Looks like AstraZeneca might have some issues there. What does that mean, particularly for those of us who are looking at getting vaccinated?
Well, I think we have to put it in perspective. It's six out of 7.8 million vaccines. Very low number. Everyone who had the blood clotting issue was a woman under the age of 60. So patients that are still sort of under the influence of estrogen, I guess, would be the nice way to say that. And it's an extremely rare development. You know, they called it a pause. They really didn't take the vaccine off the market because they're just, they're verifying, is this happening more than it would happen in the general population? And, you know, if you do the numbers on it, it's really not happening more in vaccinated patients than in the general population, the occurrence of these very specific type of blood clots that they saw. And so I would caution people, particularly, look, if you're a man, if you're over the age of 60 and a woman, and you're looking to get a shot, the Johnson & Johnson should be safe and effective. You know, with that being said, they did have an issue with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine even before this happened, where they had to take a number of their vaccines off the market because of an issue they had at their factory in Baltimore. And so I think we're still leaning more towards the Moderna and the Pfizers anyway, at least in the state of Maryland. But, you know, with the blood clotting issue, you know, if you're a woman between the ages of 16 and 60, you have about a 1 in a million chance of perhaps developing this blood clot issue. If you develop COVID, you have a much greater chance of having serious side effects from the infection itself. And so I think the vaccines are still safe and effective.
Matter of fact, I think with COVID, you've seen some blood clots, as it were, from that disease itself.
That's correct. Now, roughly 19% of patients who get COVID will develop blood clots of some nature, whether it's in the legs or the lungs. And so you're absolutely right. The incidence of the blood clots in patients who are infected is much higher than the 1 in a million we're seeing in the vaccination group.
As I understand it, some of the techniques that they're being used, particularly for these vaccines, that some have been based on technology or ideas, as it were, that have already existed in terms of new ways to attack these kinds of viruses.
This was the first mRNA virus, and certainly something that's been proposed and researched for a long time. It's one of the reasons they were able to do it so rapidly. It's not something that was invented within the last year. I mean, it's been known to the scientific community for a long time. But yeah, and that ability to take just a snippet of the virus itself, as opposed to the whole virus, just the part that would let your immune system recognize it and kill the whole thing, that's a big deal. That's one of the issues, I think, with the AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson is that they sort of did things the old way, where they used sort of a killed virus to introduce a bit of the COVID vaccine in, and that's why I think we're seeing more side effects from those and fewer side effects from the mRNA vaccines.
In our next segment, we talk with him about vaccine hesitancy. The full interview will be aired on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.